Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Randy Loveless and Brett Perkins. How you guys doing today?
Doing great. Doing great, Kemp.
And we just ran the news today that you guys have decided to be co-owners of Nantahala Flooring Outlet. I'm sure you've probably been working on this for a while, but we just got the news. Before we get to that, though, if you don't mind, Randy, I know you a little better. You've got a history at Southwind, and before that, you were with BLC Hardwood, and before that, you were at Zigraph, which I think is what pulls this all together. Fill in the gaps.
You're exactly right. Coming back here is coming home of sorts. I worked for the Bodenheimer family from the late 90s to around 2008 until the Shaw acquisition. Well, I stayed on board and helped get that done. And then you're correct. I did a short stint in distribution in Atlanta, but also went to BLC. And then BLC was acquired by Beasley Forest Products. And right. Funny as that is, Beasley Forest Products now owns the flooring mill here adjacent to our property today.
Okay, how about you, Brett?
I started out in 2015 late. I started hard surface for Southwind Carpet Mills or Cherokee Carpet Industries. And in April of 21, we sold that business. For the last 4.5 years, I've just been spending time with family, raising my two kids. I've got a 16-year-old daughter, Delilah, 5-year-old son, JP, and this deal presented itself, and we think it's a great opportunity.
Okay, I need to add that I just drove through that region up there yesterday, and this is the eastern part of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park.
That's correct. It's a beautiful area, but we do business in Highlands, Cashers, Bryson City, Cherokee, Asheville, Clayton, Georgia. So we have a pretty good reach here at this store.
Okay, so maybe feel a little bit more. The Zigraphs actually own this, and you work for the Zigraphs. Tell us a bit more about that.
I started here under Bodie's leadership, and I think I was here for 2 years, and Drew Hash came on board. And we worked arm in arm with that business and grew it significantly. And again, at the end of the day, Shaw saw some value in it. And that's how we ended up with that.
But this Nantahala Flooring Outlet was started by that family, right?
Yes. And I let me dig into that history because it's so interesting. We are the third folks to own this property since 1933. The Zitgraff family actually started selling lumber here under the Zitgraff name in 1945. This business, Nantahala Lumber, was born in 1958. The Bodenheimer family purchased all the assets of the Nantahala Lumber, flooring, and also the assets, the flooring mill that was owned by Zitgraph in 92. They continued to run the business here until our entry here just a couple days ago.
So no surprise to say that this store mostly sold hardwood for a while. And now I've looked at your website and it looks like you sell carpet and every type of flooring. So talk a little bit about the business now and its current state.
Sure. The current state of the business is well diversified. Most of our revenues would be flooring products, probably hardwoods up there in the mix. But we also have a Benjamin Moore paint store that is a part of our business here. We also are involved with the local builders. We supply builder packages, lumber packages, Pella windows. We have a lot of things here beyond our name today that we do. But we hope to expand on our reputation of quality and service here. And Brett and I will tell you this, Kemp, we have a big appetite. So we're going to expand our services here. We're going to get into the cabinet business, the vanity business, window coverings, and also another big one is appliances. We want to be a one-stop shop. One of the big changes with this business compared to what we do today is we're going to offer those services turnkey. We want to own the projects from beginning to end.
Okay. Well, you might need to change the name because right now it's Nantahala Flooring Outlet, right?
That's right. There's talk of that. Listen, it's business as usual for us here for the next 90 days.
Uh-huh.
But
right.
I would say come March, we're going to have another grand reopening and we're going to flaunt all these new products that we have. And Kemp, you bring up a good point. Our branding may change a little bit.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you one thing, because I do a little bit of homework myself. It's a good thing you sell Benjamin Moore, because when you offer somebody a gallon of paint for $100, flooring for $4 a foot doesn't sound too bad, does it?
No, sir. You're exactly right. And we are an Ace affiliate store, which is sort of a wrinkle. Yeah. You don't see too many of those in today's world. You know, you won't find an Ace on our building, but we are an affiliate member, yeah. So we actually have access to their products as well.
Okay, Ace Hardware. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thanks for letting me share your news. I know it's going to be a tremendous success, and you're in a beautiful part of the world. You'll be catching people in their downtime and selling them flooring. And then, like you said, some of your service area, like Highlands, there's some of the best-looking houses I've ever seen up in that area. So I'm sure you continue to be successful. Again, been talking to Randy Loveless and Brett Perkins about their new acquisition of Nantahala Flooring Outlet. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.